Billabong is a brand that's under some deep water right now. This week, as part of its latest financial statement, the Australian company slashed the value of its brand to zero. The results surprised even the pessimists. Billabong's losses through the end of June tripled from a year earlier to nearly $800 million U.S. It's closed 158 stores, cut jobs, and reduced its international presence. Over the past year, shares of the publicly held company have fallen by 60%, but that doesn't mean it's going out of business. In fact, there's a bidding war over the company's future, being fought by competing private equity firms. On one side, Altamont Partners and the Blackstone Group. The rival bid comes from Centerbridge Partners and Oaktree Capital. All four of those financial groups are American, and both of the offers would recapitalize the company and refinance its debt. The Australian newspaper reports Billabong favors the Altamont bid. Part of that deal would include the appointment of the former chairman of Oakley to run the company. Earlier this summer, Altamont bought the Dakine brand from Billabong. Altamont promises a comprehensive solution for Billabong shareholders, including investing in the long-term future of the business. Bill Dorman, NHPR News.